Hey everyone, welcome to Neighborly Discourse. For you guys who have been listening to our clips already, by now you probably have a good idea of how the guys think. This episode is going to be a little more of an in-depth portrait of who Billy and Steve are.
What's up everybody? This is Neighborly Discourse with Billy and Steve. I'm Billy. We can say that I'm conservative. You'll hear Steve bring up a couple times that I'm more libertarian in the mindset of leave me alone, I'll handle my business. I know right and wrong. I know what the rules are. Leave me out of it, so to speak. Conservatively speaking, my money is my money. The people in my country or in our country is my concern. And that's as far as my conservative mindset goes. Socially, you know, as long as you're not doing anything to hurt people, doesn't matter to me what you do. It doesn't matter to me your lifestyle. It doesn't matter to me the color of your skin. It doesn't matter to me your gender. I could not care less. Now, for those of you who think, oh my God, he doesn't care, I'm responsible for what I say, not for what you hear. Those issues, I do not concern myself with. I look at people as people, and that's it. Religiously, my perspective, I am a free thinker, which I found yesterday does have a specific religious definition to it. We're not going to go over definitions, but as a free thinker, you can classify me that as far as religion. I don't not believe. I don't believe. You give me evidence. You give me thoughts. You give me information, I'll listen, and I'll go from there. What else? I have a couple pet peeves. To nutshell it, people who ride their bikes in that big group down the road, they drive me crazy. The thing is, watch for the people on the bikes, okay? That's what we're told. I'm in the big truck. You're in the bike. I'm going to be fine if I hit you. You should watch for me.
Hey, listen. Man, this could take us down a rabbit hole.
It's not, though.
Okay.
Because I'm nutshelling.
Oh, my goodness.
My thought process, that's what it is.
Okay.
I have the big vehicle. You have the little bike. If you hit me, I'm going to be fine. If I hit you, you're going to be in trouble. You need to watch out for me.
Okay.
Okay? I don't believe in letting the inmates run the asylum. I don't believe in letting the weaker take over. And again, responsible for what I say, not for what you hear. You're on a bike. I'm in a vehicle. Your bike is weaker than my truck. You should pay attention to me. I can cause more harm to you if things don't go the right way. And that's where I stand on that.
So I'm Steve from Neighborly Discourse. For a long time, I used to call myself a Republican. But I think over the course of the last 4 or 5 years, I realized that I'm a conservative. I'm really what they would consider like what the news media would describe very negatively. When they speak of conservatives, I almost hold all my opinions from a conservative perspective. I'm very religious. I'm a Christian. That is, I lean all my understanding, all my thought process, my worldview. Every place that I start thinking from comes from a religious perspective, comes from a God perspective. And it colors everything that I do, everything that I say, everything that I think. That's where I'm at. So I believe in traditional marriage. Like Billy, I don't have a problem with people who are homosexual. I don't have a problem with people who are gender dysphoric or anything like that. However, I do have a problem making arrangements, special arrangements, for people who are gender dysphoric or homosexual. I think it's like, okay, if you want to do your thing, do your thing. But don't intrude on my life while you're doing your thing. That's where I stand with that. My pet peeves, I got a lot, but let's just say that I don't like to be disrespected. That's one thing that I think carries true from a young age until my adulthood and probably until I die. Disrespect is something that I do not like. And I don't like it in all forms. I don't like the overt disrespectfulness, and I don't like the kind of disrespect where you're getting treated like you don't understand or that you're not smart enough to get what's going on. That form of disrespect is probably the worst form of an insult that I can think of. That being said, Billy and I come from different perspectives. Even though we can consider ourselves conservative, the fact that he's a free thinker and the fact that I'm super religious, that puts us at odds at times, because his answers come from you hear me use this term a lot, secular worldview, which is like a worldview that does not have God in it. And mine, on the other hand, when I look at reasons and cause and effect or cause analysis, it always starts from a religious perspective or religious worldview, or a Christian worldview, because I always see the God in everything that happens.
And that's what neighborly discourse is. We are neighbors. We've been living next to each other for about 11 years. We've had all kinds of conversations.
All kinds.
Steve is one of the few people that when it comes to religion, I will listen to. He does not force it down your throat. Therefore, when he comes and talks about it, I listen. Most people, and again, we've talked about the aha. I never try to aha people who are religious or things I don't particularly understand or agree with.
Right.
But with Steve, I'll listen. And that's the point of, again, neighborly discourse. We started this pretty much through the Trump administration, the idea of this.
Yes.
I had a thought process of, when it comes to politics, one day you're going to be dead and none of this matters, so who cares? And
I actually agree with that.
And paying attention towards the last couple of years of Trump, realizing our media lies to us, realizing social media censors us, realizing that most things come down to money, and I'm not talking coronavirus or Afghanistan, just overall, what Trump was able to show us, and again, Trump, not Republican, not Democrat, what he was able to show how Washington works, it's a disgusting place. So I started paying attention to that. Our podcast is based on Steve and I representing 70% of America. Us in this room here, we have things we agree on. We have things we disagree on. What we agree on is you're allowed to disagree.
Correct. And the things that we agree upon is more than the things that we disagree upon. And so why are we fighting with each other? Why are we as Americans fighting with each other about the small, minute part of the things that we discuss? Let's focus on what we agree upon and let's build America together. Regardless if you're religious or not religious, regardless if you're conservative or not conservative, let's just focus on the things that we agree upon and stop managing this country on the margins. And that's what our media is doing. But I want to add to why we started this, because, and again, it started with the Trump administration, because yes, he peeled back the layers of Washington. He actually showed us what was going on behind the scenes. And what was revelatory to me was the fact that all our politicians lied to us. Yes, all of them.
All of them.
Very few of our politicians can point to and say, okay, that is an upright person. That's a good person who's really looking out for our best interests. And that's disgusting. It could disenfranchise me, it could depress me, but instead it's inspired me to say, you know what? We got to get out there and say something. We got to get out there and do something.
That is a fantastic, I've never heard you say that before.
Okay.
Most people get deterred.
Right.
But it didn't deter you. It inspired you. I've never heard you say that.
Right.
I could have made that jump soon enough that it inspired you, because we've been talking about this mainly towards the latter part of Trump's administration.
Correct.
So that's what people, and I was that guy. You know what? Screw this. What's the point of fighting? They're going to do what they want, say what they want. We have no say. Yeah, we can vote, but who cares? My opinion, we see their vote can be rigged now. So what's the point of trying? But I didn't give up. I don't give up. I keep going. I find different ways. Steve happened to have a specific idea.
Right.
And we ran with it. So this is our contribution to, quote
to
unquote,
fight,
to the fight, to trying to
save
our country.
Exactly. And listen, you just said it right, to try to save our country. Listen, you put a post out today on Instagram. And by the way, shout out to all those guys who pushed back against us and said, like, we don't do Instagram. We got a lot of that, like, because
yes,
we have our Instagram account. And a lot of you guys said to us, you know, we want to support you guys, but we won't support you guys on Instagram because that's the work of the enemy or whatever, however you guys phrased it.
And please be aware, we know that.
Yes, exactly. And behind the scenes, Billy and I are going to have to talk about other ways of promoting ourselves through some form of social media. But today, Billy put a post out that said, sorry for not posting for the last 3 days because we got shut down from Instagram for 3 days. And that ticked me off. Like, I knew we got shut down, but I got reminded today when I saw the post that we got shut down for 3 days. And inexplicably, we got shut down without giving a reason.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
There was no explanation.
No explanation at all.
Tell me this is wrong button. So I hit tell me. They were supposed to give me a heads up as to what was wrong.
Nothing.
We didn't post anything disrespectful. All the COVID stuff we posted, they put their COVID fact website on there. Okay, no problem.
Right.
All of our stuff was questions asked, not barking orders, not being condescending.
Right.
I was going to various pages and, hey, come follow Steve and Billy, a neighborly discourse for free thinking, for thoughtful conversation. I was posting stuff like that.
Right.
And then one day I went to go post something and we were shut down.
So think about that for a second. We live in a world where social media has now become, in fact, I was listening to Dave Rubin and he said that we're in a digital world. Like the world we live in right now is so different than the world we lived in just 12 years ago.
Yeah.
It's totally different. How we consume information is totally different. So we live in a world right now where a handful of companies, half a dozen or so companies, actually controls our information. They're not even elected politicians. Our country was founded on the concept of for the people, by the people. And yet, we're living in an age, in an information age, where for the people, by the people, can't even control the information. For whatever reason, whenever they feel like it, they can shut down and suppress what we say. That's unacceptable. And we come together as Neighborly Discourse, as Billy and Steve, to say, we're lending our voice. And right now, it might be a small voice. Right now, it might be one outlet. But this is our contribution to the fight. And we're saying, come and join this fight with us. Let's fight against these oppressive forces that are trying to silence our voice, that are trying to take away our country, that are trying to take away our history. And when I say our history, I mean all of our history, good or bad. Listen, I've done a lot of good in my life, and I've done a lot of bad in my life. But the person that I am right now is a culmination of the good and the bad. That's what makes Steve who Steve is. So our country, to think that the bad in our country is so bad that we can't use it to say this is who we've become right now, is unacceptable. And you shouldn't want that. We shouldn't want that. If we want America to continue, if we want America to thrive, we gotta take the bad, we gotta take the good, and say it's because of these things that led us to who we are right now. And so, just to put a button on this from my end, we've been doing this for, we've got like 30 plus hours of recordings, maybe even more than that, that for us was just practice. And so, starting now, you're going to actually get the real Neighborly Discourse, where we're going to actually come fired up to give you guys some good stuff, to get you guys to think about what's actually happening in our society.
And we are not solely political, so please keep that in mind.
Good point.
If you see our thumbnail on Spotify or whatever podcast app you listen, if you see our thumbnail on Instagram, we have topics, religion, politics, sports, family, entertainment.
Aliens.
All of it's on there. So this isn't just a political show. This is Neighborly Discourse. We are two guys who just talk. We do and will get into politics, but there are other things we will talk about. And one thing about politics, I'll say it now as I continue to say politics, we don't talk politics.
We talk people.
Okay? Keep that in mind. This isn't for Democrats or Republicans or liberals or conservatives. This is for people who are not okay with the way the country is going.
Correct.
And seeing that, and these are just regular guys. I'm a regular guy. I'm a regular woman. I think the same thing. You know, some people may think they are alone in that thought. We're not. Get outside. Talk to your neighbors. Turn off the TV.
Turn off the TV.
If we listen to TV, Steve would think I was a racist, and I would think he was out there robbing and killing people.
Exactly.
That's how they make black and white people look.
Exactly.
Instead, we're neighbors, and we talk, and we hang out. like most neighbors do. So please pay attention to that. We are not here for Democrats. We're not here for Republicans. We're here for American people, American citizens, people who care about our country and want to see it not implode by the government we currently have running it.
Correct. That's well said. Well said.
I'm a well said kind of guy.
You got anything else?
No, sir. I believe that's it.
That sounds good. So listen, be on the lookout for our first episode to drop.
Those of you who are okay with Instagram, follow us on Instagram at neighborly_discourse. We have email addresses, info@neighborlydiscourse.com, billy@neighborlydiscourse.com, steve@neighborlydiscourse.com. Any questions, any replies, any feedback, any comments, those are how you let us know what you're thinking about.
Right. And there's a website coming up that's being worked on right now, neighborlydiscourse.com. So soon you're going to be able to interact with us on our website as well. So things are coming. Things are happening.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We will talk to you soon.
Peace and chicken grease.
What are we? We're out like a fat kid at dodgeball.
That's going to make me laugh.